Hello and welcome to The Wanderer, the Anglo-Saxon history and mythology podcast. The Forged Legacy. In the heart of Anglo-Saxon England, amidst the roar of bellows and the rhythmic clanging of the blacksmith's hammer, the forging of a weapon transcended the mundane. The spear, an emblem of strength and prowess, emerged as more than a tool for battle. It took shape as a vessel carrying the legacy of an entire people. The master blacksmith, guided by a profound understanding of metallurgy, infused the steel with the essence of an era. The craftsmanship bestowed upon this weapon was not merely a practical endeavour, it was an art form, a testament to the skill and dedication of those who sought to create a weapon that would echo through the ages. The Anglo-Saxon spear emerged, its steel core resonating with the spirit of an era defined by conflict, courage, and the relentless pursuit of glory. A warrior's bond. The Anglo-Saxon spear, once crafted, embarked on a journey that transcended the physical realm. It became more than a weapon. It forged a profound bond between warrior and steel. The hands that grasped its shaft varied in strength, skill, and lineage, each leaving an indelible mark on its surface. The spear, like a silent witness, bore the scratches, nicks, and engravings of countless battles. Through the generations, the Anglo-Saxon spear became a conduit for the fervour and strife that defined an era. The warriors who wielded it sought valour on the battlefield, and in return, the spear absorbed the essence of their struggles. The touch of noble hands, calloused from countless clashes, imprinted a legacy that stretched beyond the confines of time. Battle cry of warriors. The Anglo-Saxon spear found its true purpose on the field of battle, with a sharp tip that gleamed in the sunlight. It became an extension of the warrior's arm, a lethal instrument poised to pierce the heart of adversaries. In the heat of battle, the spear's steel core tended to sing, resonating with the fierce battle cries of warriors demanded to carve their names into the annals of history. As the spear sliced through the air, it accompanied the tumultuous clash of armies. The thud of its impact against shields and armour marked its journey through the tumultuous realms of war. The spear's role was not merely to inflict damage, but to embody the spirit of those who brandished it in the name of honour, loyalty, and the pursuit of glory. Bloodstained soil. The Anglo-Saxon spear bore witness to the blood-stained soil of the English landscape. It became an instrument of both triumph and tragedy, a reflection of the ever-changing tides of conflict that swept across the land. The fields, once vibrant with life, were transformed into arenas of chaos and carnage. With each thrust, the spear imprinted its legacy upon the chronicles of history. It drank deep from the well of strife, absorbing the essence of battles, fought, and victories won. The soil, enriched with the sacrifices of warriors, cradled the fallen and embraced the echoes of the Anglo-Saxon spear's indomitable journey. It became a symbol of the transcendental, an artifact that embodied the capacity of mortals to defy the monstrous forces that lurked in the shadows. A shield against invaders. As the Anglo-Saxon spear evolved, it transformed into more than a weapon. It became a symbol of resistance against invaders, with the Viking incursions threatening the integrity of the Anglo-Saxon homelands. The spear became a stalwart defender, thrust into the hands of warriors determined to safeguard their way of life. The clash of steel against steel echoed through the hills and dales as the Anglo-Saxon spear resisted the encroaching forces. It was not merely a physical barrier against the invaders, it embodied the collective will of a people, unwilling to yield their land to foreign dominion. The spear became an emblem of defiance, a testament to the resilience of a culture determined to weather the storm of external threats. Royal wars and noble strife. Amidst the sprawling landscapes of Anglo-Saxon England, the Anglo-Saxon spear bore witness to royal wars and noble strife. Its gleaming shaft reflected the ambitions of kings and the aspirations of nobles, etching tales of power, loyalty, and betrayal onto the very fabric of its existence. As the spear exchanged hands in the courts and battlefields, it became an instrument of both unification and division. The noble lineage etched upon the weapon mirrored the intricate tapestry of political intrigue that unfolded within the castle and halls of power. The spear, a silent participant in the ever-shifting alliances of royalty, became an artifact that carried the weight of both crown and conflict, the burden of centuries. As centuries passed, the Anglo-Saxon spear carried the weight of its own history. Passed down through generations, it transcended the material form, embodying the resilience of a people and their unyielding spirit. The hands that grasped its shaft varied in strength, yet the legacy imprinted upon its surface endured as a testament to enduring connection between warrior and weapon. The spear, an heirloom steeped in the blood, sweat and aspirations of its forebears, became more than a weapon. It was a living artifact that bore witness to the ebb and flow of Anglo-Saxon history. The burdens of each century rested upon its steel core, a palpable sense of continuity that linked the past to the present. Viking clashes and shield wars. In the tumultuous clash of Viking incursions and shield wars, the Anglo-Saxon spear proved its mettle. Its sharp tip became a relentless force, thrusting through the ranks of foes. The clash of spears against shields and armour reverberated through the pages of history, creating a symphony of chaos on the battlefield. The spear, now an emblem of resistance, danced in the hands of warriors who stood resolute against the tide of Viking invaders. It became a linchpin in the brutal choreography of combat, a weapon that embodied the indomitable will of a people unwilling to yield their homeland to foreign domination. The Anglo-Saxon spear, in the crucible of Viking clashes, earned its place as an enduring symbol of defiance. Worm-felling tales. As the Anglo-Saxon spear ventured into the realm of myth, it embodied the weapon that slew dragons. Legends and tales recounted the exploits of mythical heroes, wielding the spear against monstrous creatures, turning the weapon into a symbol that transcended the mortal realm. The Anglo-Saxon spear, once confined to the battlefield, now became a legendary artifact. It stood as a testament to the courage and resilience required to face the fantastical threats that lurked in the collective imagination of the people. The tale of worm-felling. Heroes added a layer of mystique to the spear's legacy, transforming it into a bridge between the tangible and the fantastical. Fealty to lords. In the medieval courts of Anglo-Saxon England, the Anglo-Saxon spear symbolised fealty to lords. It became more than a weapon of war. It was a token of allegiance, passed ceremoniously from vassal to lord, forging a bond that extended beyond the battlefield. The act of preserving the spear to a lord became a ritual that spoke of loyalty, honour, and the sacred connection between noble and warrior. The gleaming shaft of the spear, upheld in the name of a lord, embodied the reciprocal relationship between the aristocracy and the warrior who pledged their allegiance. The Anglo-Saxon spear in the hands of vassals became a conduit for the ideals of chivalry and the intricate web of feudal obligations. The Norman onslaught. With the Norman onslaught, the Anglo-Saxon spear faced its greatest challenge. The clash of cultures and weaponry marked a turning point in the weapon's journey. The Norman conquest brought with it new tactics, strategies, and a paradigm shift in the nature of warfare. The Anglo-Saxon spear, once the stalwart defender against Viking invasions, now grappled with the onslaught of a foreign power. Norman knights, armed with their own formidable weapons, introduced a new era of military tactics. The spear, adapted by nature, navigated the challenges posed by the Norman invaders, marking a pivotal moment in its historical evolution. A relic of resistance. Against the Norman dominion, the Anglo-Saxon spear became a relic of resistance. Hidden in the shadows, it symbolised a yearning for freedom and the resilience of a people unwilling to be subjugated by foreign rule. The spear, once at the forefront of battles, retreated into the realms of clandestine resistance. as Norman castles dominated the landscape of Anglo-Saxon spire, whispered tales of a bygone era. It became a symbol of hope, a silent participant in the underground movements that sought to reclaim a sense of autonomy. The spire, now a relic of resistance, awaited the moment when it would rise again in defiance of the Norman yoke. The Crusader's Oath. As knights embarked on crusades, the spear found itself in unfamiliar hands. The clash of cultures and weaponry melded on foreign shores, creating a synthesis that spoke of both conflict and coexistence. The spear, once a symbol of Anglo-Saxon resistance, now traversed distant lands as part of the Crusaders' arsenal. In the midst of holy wars, the spear became a vessel for the ideals of religious fervour and chivalric duty. It stood alongside knights adorned with Crusader crosses, a testament to the diverse influence that shaped the weapon's trajectory. The Anglo-Saxon spear, with its roots deeply embedded in English soil, embarked on a journey that transcended national boundaries. Medieval tournaments and chivalrous duels. In medieval tournaments and chivalrous duels, the Anglo-Saxon spear transformed into a ceremonial symbol. It was no longer a tool solely for the rigours of battle. It became an emblem of martial prowess and elegant pageantry. The clashing of lances and adorned with banners and heraldic symbols marked a departure from the grim realities of war. The Anglo-Saxon spear, once thrust into the tumultuous heart of battlefield conflicts, became a participant in the refined dance of medieval tournaments. Knights adorned in gleaming armour astride magnificent steeds sought to display their prowess with the spear in contests that celebrated both martial skill and the aesthetic allure of chivalry. A Renaissance revival. With the Renaissance, the spear experienced a revival. Artisans inspired by classical designs and ancient motifs sought to breathe new life into the weapon. It became not only a functional tool again, but also a work of art, an embodiment of the Renaissance spirit that sought to revive the classical ideals of antiquity. As the spear passed through the hands of skilled craftsmen, it underwent a transformation. Ornate engraving adorned its shaft, capturing the essence of humanism and the rebirth of classical aesthetics. The Renaissance revival marked a period where the spear transcended its martial origins, becoming a collector's item and a homage to an age-long past. Muskets and powdered warfare. As muskets and gunpowder redefined warfare, the role of the spear underwent a profound shift. Its days on the forefront of battle waned, making room for new technologies that reshaped the nature of conflict. Yet, the spear persisted, albeit in a modified form, as a ceremonial relic and a nod to tradition in the face of evolving weaponry. The clash of muskets and the acrid scent of gunpowder filled the air, signalling a departure from the age of melee warfare. The Anglo-Saxon spear, now a symbol of a bygone era, lingered in the background as a reminder of the transformative power of technology on the battlefield. Victorian curiosities. In the Victorian era, a period marked by industrialisation and cultural shifts, the spear became a curiosity. Displayed in the parlours of nobility, it transitioned from a functional weapon to a conversational piece that sparked discussions on lineage, heritage, and the evolution of combat. The spear, now nestled among Victorian curiosities, became a relic of an era that was both revered and romanticised. In the midst of drawing room conversations and societal changes, it stood as a tangible link to the past, a silent participant in the intellectual pursuits and the antiquarian interests that define the Victorian sensibility. World Wars and the Changing Era. The tumult of world wars ushered in a changing era. The Anglo-Saxon spear, once a formidable weapon on the battlefield, now rested in museums and private collections. A silent witness to the modernisation of warfare as the 20th century unfolded. The spear became more than a relic. It became a tangible reminder of the seismic shifts that defined the contemporary world. In the shadows of world wars, the spear stood as a testament to the resilience of a people who had faced the trials of time. Though relegated to the status of an artifact, its legacy endured echoing with the distant echoes of ancient conflicts that shaped the destiny of nations. A legacy unforgotten. As the 20th chapter unfolds, the Anglo-Saxon spear remains a legacy, unforgotten. Though the days of the front lines have waned, its essence endures in the annals of history, a symbol of valour, honour, and the indomitable spirit of an ancient people. The spear's journey through the centuries echoes with the resilience of a weapon that transcended its material form, leaving an indelible mark on the narrative of human conflict. As the pages of history turn, the Anglo-Saxon spear stands as a silent guardian of the past, a relic that whispers tales of a bygone era to those willing to listen. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Wanderer. If you enjoyed this one, please tune in next time. Thank you.